The Ray Foley Podcast.
Well, first of all, yesterday, it was about 2 o'clock yesterday, we saw the attack in Dublin's north inner city and then the subsequent violence on the streets of Dublin last night. And the incident yesterday on Parnell Square, there was one story that we've read about again and again in the last 24 hours. And this is Caio Benicio, the Brazilian Deliveroo driver, tells of the moment he stopped Parnell Street attacker. This was a Deliveroo driver on his bike, out at work, and he sees this thing kicking off, and he just, I can't say that I would have reacted in the way this guy reacted. And we managed to track him down, and he's actually on the phone now. Caio, hello, sir.
Hello there.
Hi, yep. How are you, man? Listen, what a 24 hours you've had. I can only imagine how you're feeling today.
Yeah, today I'm a little bit better. Yesterday I was in shock. I couldn't sleep very well, you know. But today, a lot of things happening, but yeah, I'm feeling better now.
Do you work as a Deliveroo driver? Do you always work around Dublin's north inner city, or whereabouts is your general route?
Yeah, I work as a delivery, and yeah, I work in Dublin city, everywhere.
All right, so all over. And are you on an electric bike or a regular bike?
A motorbike.
Oh, a proper motorbike, right. Jesus, how do you do it? I've only just started. I was given out just yesterday. I was having a whinge about being on my bike in Dublin city. It is dangerous out there.
Yeah, it's a hard job, but somebody has to do it.
Yeah, I think you need to have your wits about you and not get mad. That's the other thing, because I'm inclined to lose my temper or lash out or take it out on other people. But you certainly need to be a pretty zen type of individual. Are you calm enough, dude?
Yeah, but I'm from Rio, and Rio is much worse than here.
Okay, fair enough. So, Rio de Janeiro, a little bit more hectic on the streets. So yesterday you were working, I take it, were you?
Yeah, I was working yesterday as a normal day.
Oh.
And then I was passing by in the Parnell Square.
Right, on Parnell Square.
And then I saw what happened.
So this was already happening when you arrived. Is that the case? You didn't see everything happening. There had already been a couple of attacks by the time you arrived on the scene.
Yeah, when I was passing by, I saw a fight. Mm. I saw it was a normal fight for a man with a woman.
Yeah,
I find out later on that the woman was a teacher of the school, and she was very, very brave. People must know that. Yeah, I slowed down my motorcycle, and I realized there was a little girl involved in the fight, and the man was like pulling the girl from the teacher, you know.
Yeah.
And then I saw he pulled off a knife, and when I saw the knife, I just stopped my bike straight away. I saw him stab the little girl, you know, in the chest. It was terrifying. You know?
Oh, my God. I can't imagine the reaction.
I don't even think about it, you know. I just act like an instant. And I just left my bike, and I take off my helmet and protect myself and to hit the man. And I could hit him in the head with the helmet, and he fell down. And I didn't know where the knife gone. But after he fell down, other people come to help to hit the man. And we just stopped when he couldn't move at all.
When you said that you didn't think about it, because I've thought about this a lot myself. I'm the same age as you. And I've got, I've got a couple of kids myself. I don't know if my immediate reaction would have been to throw myself into it in the way that you did. Was it just natural to you? Did you just go, right, well, this just has to be done, doing it?
I'm a parent, you know, I have two kids. And I think most of the parents would do the same, you know. When you see a man with a knife and one little girl, man, she was just 5 years old. Just instinct, you know. I think anyone could do the same. I think you would be the same as well. It's
just
about
reflex,
the brave.
Yeah.
It's like a human being reaction, you know. And I don't even think about to be afraid or to be brave. No, I just act.
What do you make of the reaction today?
I was lucky because I think quickly to take off my helmet to protect myself and to use it as a weapon.
Yeah, there's been like a GoFundMe's today. The social media has lit up in praise of you. What's your like? Of course, you're shocked following the incident yesterday. Have you had a chance to absorb any of the outpouring of well wishes?
My friends, they tell me what's going on the internet because I have no time to see what's happening yet. And a lot of people call me to give interview, and a lot of people call me to thank and appreciate my attitude.
Yeah.
Now I'm just praying for the little girl.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing. There's still a little girl in the hospital, and the teacher
I want to give the support for the parents as well, because all of them, you know, when you have a news from the school of your kid,
mm-hmm. I can imagine.
You get mad, man. It's so terrified that the parents arrive at the school. It's something that you don't want to go through.
Yeah, we heard that from on the news last night. I was watching some of the reactions from politicians that were there that have been speaking to the parents, and in terms of collecting kids and the worry that was, among the parents, that they were terrified as they were collecting their kids and hoping that their children weren't affected. How long are you here, Kyle? How long have you been in Ireland?
I'm here about 1 year.
Oh, you're not here long at all. And you're from Rio, you said. What brought you over here?
Yeah, I'm from Niterói, Rio de Janeiro.
Right. And I was reading that you had a restaurant at home, is that right?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I used to have a restaurant, and my restaurant burned down.
Oh.
And I lost everything. It's a sad story.
And do you get home often? I had read that you have two children. What? How old are they?
Yeah. They're still in Brazil. I have a big girl. She's 18 years old now. She's at the university right now. And I have a 12 years old boy. And after my restaurant burned out, I decided to come to Dublin to spend money to support my family. And I keep it going and coming, you know. As I work as a delivery, I have freedom to go back there whenever I want. And for a while, I'm planning to bring them in the future, but right now, they have their social life there, and maybe in the future. But now, that's the way I find out to support my family.
Yeah, and they're, they've got their own lives and they're in the middle of their education, I suppose you want to keep them where they are. Did you see, were you working last night? I take it you took the night off last night, did you? You weren't out and about in Dublin City, were you?
What happened last night? I'm not the right person to talk about politics here, because I'm here just for 1 year. I don't know the politics deeply.
Mm.
I don't know the knowledge to talk about that, but what I can say it was a protest against immigrants, I think, and I think it's a small group of people that don't even know what they're doing, because I'm the immigrant myself, and I was the one to help them.
Yeah, that's an observation that a number of people made.
Sense, but
yeah.
Anyway, for me, it's a small group. They just make excuse of the attack to do whatever they did, you know, to burn the guard a car. And I think they use the attack as an excuse, you know.
Like I was about to say, that a number of people made the observation today that people protesting against immigrants and immigration, that you yourself are an immigrant, and you were the first to step in, and without thinking, you threw yourself...
But again, I am an immigrant, and I feel very safe here in Dublin. I do love it here, and Irish people always treat me very, very well. You know, I think some people they have a wrong treatment, but I think it's not a local problem. I think it's a world problem.
Yeah.
I think it's in everywhere. You know.
It is everywhere. You seen, there's loads of texts coming in. I mean, Karina texted, there's no words to express how grateful to the people of Ireland should be to Kyle. What amazingly brave man, from Karina. Patrick, surely that hero must get the freedom of the city. Karen says, oh man, that guy is a hero, respect. and text after text after text from Shane, loads and loads of them. There's also a GoFundMe has been set up to buy you a pint. But I suppose, no, has anyone asked the question, do you drink pints, Kyo? Are you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, in that case, that's fine. Because we wouldn't know what to do otherwise. We'll certainly
make... They refund. They are doing. Wasn't me. I didn't ask for anything. And
oh, I know, man. I know. But this is people wanting to do something for you. Yeah. Yeah.
Because people. He needs a new motorcycle. No, I don't need. My motorcycle is in the guard station. I just have to go there to pick up. I didn't ask anything. You know.
Of course not. But there people will want to do something, and people want to show their. Respect and their gratitude. Listen, man, and from me and JP and from all of us as well, thank you and thanks for taking the call. Take a few days if you can. Try and take the weekend. Try and come down. You're in the middle of a whirlwind at the moment, but thanks very much, and thanks so much for talking to us today.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers, Kyo. All the best.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Kyo Benicio.
Uh-oh. Ray Foley.
Oh, here we go. Here come the details.
Weekday afternoons from 2 on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!